This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes as we continue today our study of the Lord's Church versus Modernism. We have covered, of course, already a number of topics as concerns modernism and its relationship with the church, and today we come to the matter of the Christian life. We just mentioned this briefly at the close of last study. The New Testament is authoritative not only as to what we must do to be saved, but also as to how we must live after we are saved. The Bible certainly makes this clear. I want to read to you now from 2 Peter chapter 1, beginning with verse 5. And besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love or charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye should be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure, for if ye do these things, ye shall never fall. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now notice the Apostle Peter here makes clear that the spending of eternity with God in heaven is dependent upon the child of God living the right kind of life. He must not only have faith and virtue, but he must add to his faith and nurture knowledge and self-control and patience and godliness, and to his godliness brotherly kindness, and to his brotherly kindness love. You have to be living the same kind of life that is described upon the pages of the New Testament. We find also in Galatians chapter 6, verses 7 to 9, a passage which further makes clear the great necessity of our living the faithful Christian life. Here Paul says, "Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap, if we faint not." Now notice it's conditioned by an if. We shall reap life everlasting, if we do not faint. We shall spend eternity with God, if we live a life of sowing to the Spirit, and not according to the flesh. The Bible therefore makes clear that our spending eternity with God depends upon our living the right kind of life after we become Christians, that there are absolute standards, that adultery is wrong in any and every situation, that murder and lying and stealing and so forth are wrong in any and every situation. The modern-day doctrine of situation ethics did not come from the Bible. In contrast to this view that absolutes are involved in the Christian life, modernists hold to a relativistic view of that life. They hold that there are no absolutes which are binding in any and every situation, but that what one is to do in a given situation must be determined by the elements of that particular situation. Modernists pay little or no attention to the plain instructions of the Bible, which are designed for all men in every age. They refuse to recognize that some actions are inherently right or wrong, without regard to the situation in which one might find himself. Modernists hold that, at least in exceptional cases, one may set aside the moral law and become involved in such matters as adultery, stealing, lying, and even murder. The inconsistency of the modernists is seen in the fact that even though one of the main motivating factors in their holding the view that they do is to avoid having any kind of principles that determine moral decisions in advance of those decisions being made, their view demands just such a principle in advance of decision just as much as does the biblical position. These matters are of extreme importance to every one of us, and I hope you'll be with us next time as we continue this very important study.